Local news on the hour, the half hour, and when it breaks. It is 7:06. Good morning. I'm Rod Fritz, WRKO News.
Heating up the mornings.
Why can't you do a show with merit? Something with family values.
Blute and Scotto.
Nah, we don't want to peak too early, you know what I mean? I think it sounds fine.
Scott Allen Miller.
Stuff flies out of my mouth constantly that I regret, but I can't stop myself.
And filling in for the vacationing Peter Blute.
Paul, listen, I'm thinking of taking the morning off sick. You cover the fort for me?
WAAF Afternoon Jock, Paul Marshall.
A.K.A. Neanderthal.
Oh, darn this counterculture. It's got me all bugaboo.
Morning attitude.
It's like running naked through a cornfield backwards at midnight.
Blute and Scotto.
They might have to clean this up for TV.
Good morning.
Afternoon Jock.
How did I get it in my own intro? I don't have my own intro on my own station. I guess got like a better budget over here.
Oh, that's what it is.
We spend all our money on CDs and pot.
Yeah, well, yeah, that makes you a lot different from our station. Yeah, we're not like that at all. Right, Dooley? Right, right. He's too hungover to respond. Okay, so, it's good morning to you.
What am I doing?
Good morning.
That's Paul Marshall, Neanderthal, and he's the afternoon guy on WAAF. I hate saying afternoon jock. I hated in my brief time as a DJ being called a DJ or a jock.
Yeah, we're radio personalities now.
That's right. I was a radio personality.
Radio personality.
Yeah, I was a radio personality. Yeah. An air talent.
Yeah, air talent. That's another one.
AT.
As in lack of. If I were talented, I would actually be making millions playing music instead of talking about it every day.
I have no lack of air. Talent may be another issue, but
yeah, the gross weight of this morning show just increased exponentially. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I know. It's a good thing we don't have a bench. Good thing we have our own separate chairs. Just break the thing.
Outstanding.
All right. So here he is. It's like, you know, we're always running into each other in a hall, and I was like, you know, Peter's out on vacation. Like, who could we get to fill in? Think outside the box.
I can't get Benny, the toll taker, at exit 10 on the pike to come in, so I might as well call that guy.
No, it's like, you know, you always got a good rap in the break room or whatever. It's like, why don't we save it for the air, they say in the business.
Well, that's because every guy that works in rock radio thinks he can do talk radio. They all think they do. Everybody.
Sure.
I could do that.
Right.
I go, what's so great about Rush Limbaugh? I can do that.
Yeah, anybody thinks they can do that.
You can't.
Yeah, it's you can?
No, you can't.
Cannot.
Well, if you're Rush Limbaugh, you can.
Oh, okay.
You just have to make up a voice and do lots of oxy.
There you go. Pop lots of little pills.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. I mean, it's not as easy as you say. No. I'm not trying to make a big deal of it. I mean, it's a hell of a lot easier than going out and filling potholes a day. Don't get me wrong. I'm a very lucky guy.
Yeah, any guy that complains in radio, I mean, you listen to these guys do this all the time, man. These guys get on the radio and they go, well, you know, my job this, and they bitch and moan about what goes on in the radio industry. Yet feel free to go grab a hammer and bang nails for a day and then tell me how bad your job is.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Where's my bourbon?
See, we always get that from Rod.
Absolutely.
And so he's got, you know, have we hidden the bottle of Wild Turkey? Because he's got the old Granddad 100 in there. I mean, he's got the high dollar stuff.
I thought you guys had a machine right in the corner there. You could just take shots right off of it.
I wish.
That sounds like something you guys got down the hall. We're trying to pull that off down the hall. if any liquor sponsors are listening right now, yes, we could use a dispensing machine.
Amen to that. All right. That's Paul Marshall here. And we were talking before the news there.
Sure.
About the front page story in the Herald today about breastfeeding at the sporting events, which is kind of like a subset of the larger issue of breastfeeding in public altogether. A lot of folks are uncomfortable with it, and now some moms are coming forward and saying, when I go to Gillette, when I go to Fenway, when I go to the Garden, I got people sending me off to some quote-unquote designated area to go breastfeed. And, you know, as long as I don't have to see the nips, hey, You're gold as far as I'm concerned. I'm not upset. I'm not offended. Just do your thing.
This is so easy to. I mean, I hate to kill your topic this quickly.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Game's over there.
What do you mean?
Game's over there. Stop. Not over here. Game's over there. Go. Just look at the game. Watch the game. Mind your own business. Let the mother breastfeed her child wherever, whenever they want. And you pay attention to your life. It's that simple.
It should be that simple.
We spend so much time telling everybody else how to behave, how to act. Shut up and do it yourself. Just go. Game's over there.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Don't look at it.
She's breastfeeding.
Watch the game.
I paid $120 for this ticket.
Look, my 3-month-old understands the cover 2 defense. Just shut up and watch the game. It's that simple.
Actually, lady, your husband bought the ticket, but that's a whole other touchy topic.
Your husband actually kissed the boss's ass to get the ticket.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because real fans can't get tickets to any games anymore.
Amen. But yeah, that's what it is. It's all these busybodies, and they, you know, always somebody's got an opinion about this sort of stuff.
And that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion, but just let them do what they want. It's none of your business.
That's exactly it. And how rarely we hear that expression anymore. None yet. None your business, okay? It's not your well, if you're going to do it in public, it is my business. Maybe, except that mom's not doing it. It's not like she's sitting there playing with herself in some way. She's feeding a hungry child.
That's the thing. I don't know how many games I've gone to, be it Bruins, Celtics, Boston, you know, the Sox games. You go to the Gillette Stadium. Never once, not once, in the 65,000 people that sit in Gillette Stadium every Sunday, never once have I come across anybody breastfeeding their child. I'm not looking for it.
Yeah,
I'm watching the game.
I'm watching the game.
I'm trying to get a beer. I'm trying to, you know what I mean? I'm not looking for that. So if you're spending your time looking for people breastfeeding at sporting events, you might want to give that ticket to somebody that cares about the game.
That's true, though. When you do go to games, you do run into a lot of people who just
don't care.
They don't know. They're not even there to watch the game. They're there to be seen.
They're
and
on
be part
cell
of the experience.
Phone.
Yeah, exactly. 617-266-6868. Do you agree or disagree? This breastfeeding thing now at games, is that, you know, maybe you're okay. Yeah, you want to do it at the mall or something on the commuter rail. But man, you take it to a game, it's a whole other level. I guess there's some people could see that that's a bridge too far, perhaps, for you. 617-266-6868. You've never seen it at a game. I've never seen it at a game. I never heard somebody saying on the radio, "Wow, look down there. There's a new mom with a beautiful little baby, and she's feeding that baby as best she can with those very nice breasts of hers."
Can you believe it?
I can't imagine that happening.
I imagine that, you know, can you imagine John Madden with the telestrator going, "Okay, here's what's going to happen. She's going to lower the shirt, and boom!" Just pulls that right out, you know?
They analyze the play.
See, over here, you got the fat guy. Wham!
He's staring. All right. Now, here comes the cotton candy guy. He's doing a block. He's screening the breastfeed. Yeah.
But that's going to happen. You know, it's only a matter of time before Monday Night Football, being on ESPN or whatever, has got a camera on a crowd, and there's going to be some kid attached. And they're going to go, and then when the camera goes away from that quickly, some advocacy group is going to step up and go, "What's wrong with that?
That's
they
true.
Can't show that."
Yeah, why are you ashamed of that?
And if they do, then the networks get fined for showing some semblance of nudity, like the whole Super Bowl thing. I mean, did anybody really see that? Anybody that didn't own TiVo or whatever? How many people really saw that?
I got to tell you, when it happened, I didn't notice it. Some busybody friend of my wife's called from Connecticut. "Oh, did you see that? It's outrageous." And like, didn't even see it.
It was at halftime. Real football fans aren't watching that anyway. Who cares? Oh, look, it's Jen. Oh.
617-266-6868.
I don't agree with what the Patriots are doing right here.
It's one
making a kid buy it, making a mom buy a ticket for their baby to go to the game. That's the way you can eliminate that.
Oh, that's true.
$75 for the kid to sit there and breastfeed at a game.
617-266-6868, our toll-free line, 1-877-469-4322. Here is Dave in Haverhill. You're on 680 WRKO. Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but I think it's kind of moronic. I mean, how it's so simple. Freaking buy a breast pump. I mean, that's why breast pumps were invented. I mean, you pump bottles, you bring them to the game with you. It's as simple as that. There's no reason to have to take your boob out when you have a bottle.
Dave, have you ever put one of those things on one of your nipples?
My wife used it for both kids. There was no problem, no complaints.
Were there no complaints?
And some little kid gnawing on it.
Well, put seriously, go take your wife's breast pump and snap it to your left one for a little bit and pump it a little bit and see if that doesn't feel good.
Well,
on the other hand, he might like it.
I can't feel any worse than a kid biting on it. I'm sorry.
You know, I've heard this before. Use a breast pump. But, Dave, we're descended from people who, until just a couple generations ago, this was life and death. A baby breastfeeding was not only a fairly normal thing. It was considered a healthy thing. And then somewhere like about 100 years ago, people got really uptight about this, and we had to put breastfeeding like behind a closed door somewhere. Why? What's the problem with that?
Evolution. I mean, we grow. It's just like, you know, I mean, as we grow in life, we change, and breast pumps are invented for that reason. We have to invent
new little gizmos and gadgets so that we don't have to do what comes naturally.
I guess.
Thanks though. 617-266-6868. I'm just
so rude to those people. Why can't he be nice?
A lot of times it's elderly women though who get upset about breastfeeding.
I think it's more women than men. I mean, I like boobs as much as the next guy. Sometimes a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. I just don't see a problem with it. It's a natural thing, and quite frankly, you should be minding your own business.
617-266-6868. Here's Mike in Lowell. Mike, you are on 680 WRKO. Good morning.
Scott, you guys ever hear of a babysitter? I know it's an old-fashioned thing. You know, a babysitter, these little kids are jumping up and down, they're crying, they're, you know, how about my comfort and enjoyment? I spent, you know, $120 to go to the game, park, you know, and this little kid's jumping up and down.
While
you know,
breastfeeding?
During the game.
But Mike, it's hard enough to find a babysitter these days. But finding
grandma?
A babysitter who can breastfeed is really tough.
Where's grandma?
Serious, Mike? Should we just keep the kid in a box?
Grandma's 64 years old. She can't breastfeed.
She's drinking in the parking lot right now.
We got grandma on milk. Okay, I mean we can't. She can't do that.
Would you suggest, Mike, that we just keep the kid in a box like veal until he's like 14 or 15 or so?
Of course not.
So at what age?
For 4 hours.
At what point is
grandma
it?
Grandma can't take care of the baby.
At what point
of blue
is?
Or,
what point is it okay to bring a kid? At what age is it okay to bring a kid to a sporting event or in public, if that's a matter?
16?
16?
Oh yeah! I don't want to see those 10-year-olds either.
Oh man!
Hey, look,
I'm ruthless.
I'll be honest with you. I'm embarrassed that a 10-year-old gets to go to a Pats game and I don't.
Well,
I'll give you a perfect example. Over at my radio station, the guy that used to be the program director who left a couple of weeks ago was one of the fortunate people to be able to get tickets to a Red Sox, one of the World Series games.
Wow.
Guy didn't grow up here. He grew up, he was born in Ohio, has no idea the significance of the Red Sox being in the World Series, much less winning it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Gets tickets using his connection here at the radio station and with the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Gets tickets to the game. Takes his two young kids who have no idea what it's like. So, I mean, maybe Mike does have a point.
Yeah.
But I think his anger is directed, or his frustration is directed the wrong way. I mean, at what age is it appropriate to be? He just doesn't like kids. That's fine.
Right. But just because you don't like kids doesn't mean, you know, the rest of us can't bring our kids. I got a neighbor who's like that. I think anyone's ever met my kids say they're the most angelic kids in the world. The Scottettes are the best.
Oh, because they're yours.
No. I mean, a lot of people, just walk up to us. And I don't mean creepy people walk up to us and offer us unsolicited compliments about how great our kids are.
All right.
Not like that. I mean, like, they're not pervs. But yet I got this one guy who I think his sperm count's a little low, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his gal never been able to have kids. So he's kind of got this kind of cold shoulder thing against the kids.
Bitter table for one. Your party is ready.
617-266-6868. Stick around. There's more to come here with Paul Marshall from WAAF sitting in for Peter Blute on 680 WRKO, your traffic source. Here he is, State Trooper Grant Mollison.
Hi there, Scotto. Paul, good morning.